Okay. I feel all right about it. Okay. It's only taken a minute. Let's act like we've done this before.
Today? You want to act like that today?
Yeah, but like, why is my thighs like trying to hold this shit in a death grip? God damn. I could bust a watermelon, yo.
Oh, shit.
This shit wild. All right, so I want to see if this song plays. I never know if stuff is going to actually play on my phone because the cord been just cording.
Yeah.
Okay? Not courting.
Cording.
Cording. And I didn't make it that way. I didn't make it do that. Bit. Bit.
It be doing whatever I want to do.
Bit.
It be doing whatever it
wanna
do.
I mean, it do. And sometimes, I don't know. How y'all feel? Well, nah. I'll go that secondly. Because it's not about that right now.
The way you just cut yourself off, though.
Because I was like, nah, bruh. Not finna get me because I don't know. I don't even know. Why'd they take my song out? See, that's fucked up.
Man,
that's
don't you hate that?
But not really, though. I appreciate it. I just buy it.
Oh, that is an option too.
Just buy it and then I own it, and then who the fuck's gonna tell me something? Who's gonna tell me I can't? Okay, nobody. Come lit still, I drop lazy. None of that maybe. Energy, energy, energy.
Just five, for now 45. Don't get out of line. Yeah. Ooh, 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 pick a side. Only double lines we cross is dollar signs. Yeah. Ooh, 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 hold up. Wait, I hear you just got paid. Make it rain energy. Shima can't go, he lost Saint-Tropez. Be waving around, the crowd gon' move. Look around, everybody on mute. Look around, it's me and my crew. Big energy.
Ooh.
He was on stop mode. Force from page book, no pause. Chat too much, bro, clip on load. That's that Kodak energy. 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 Yeah, yeah.
Gold links, raw dinner. You know that we do it grande. You know that I'm gonna be extra. When the camera go pop, 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 pop. Keep them waiting like that, 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 that. That's the way them boys sound when I walk through the black, black, black. Then I Uzi that doozy. Shot, shot, shot. Chillin', mindin' our business. Poppin' our paint and champagne through the ceiling. Sippin' it up, flicking it up. All this good energy got you all in your feelings, feelings. I'm crazy, I'm swearing, I'm daring. Your man staring. I just entered the country with derringers. Cause them Karens just turned into terrorists.
You was on stop mode, got froze. Froze from Pittsburgh, no pause.
I love that song.
That song is great.
It
Shouts
is.
Shouts out to motherfucking Beyonce.
I swear. And look, I was never a huge Beyonce fan, but that, you know, this album, I'm appreciating it because it got me moving my hips. Speaking of moving your hips and Beyonce,
uh-huh.
Every time I hear that song, why do I always see R. Kelly's ex-wife in my head? Doing
Drea!
That fucking move backwards. Look. I don't even call her by her name. I just call her R. Kelly's ex-wife.
You can't call Drea Kelly R. Kelly's ex-wife. We just gonna call her Drea Kelly.
Oh, man. Hey, that shit was...
She was an amazing choreographer, though, also.
I mean,
let me not say was. Let me take that back. She is an amazing choreographer. She just made bad decisions in men.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So stop. Yeah, y'all stop doing that shit. Like...
She's too talented, but how do we know about talented bitches? We sure love to spice it up and do some crazy ass shit.
Every now and again, you're like, you know what? Let me put a little bit of chaos and debacle going on right here.
A little debauchery.
Yeah, because we always know, y'all. We have already solidified this point that, you know, most crazy women got good pussy. So, we do crazy shit. It may not be logical to you, but it is to us.
Period.
What the fuck?
And if you don't like it, sorry.
Keep scrolling.
Keep scrolling. Okay, so before we started, you were reading something.
Oh, yes, yes. Let me pull that back up.
I'm very interested to see what's going on in the world. Because as you know, right, for the past couple of, I don't know, months at this point, it feels like, there has been a lottery, okay, that was going on across the globe. Everybody was buying tickets, okay? Tickets here, tickets there, at the bodega, at the pharmacies, at the corner stores, at the gas stations across the United States. They were trying to get to this Billy, okay? It was like 1.2, or was it 3? Was it 1.2?
I don't know.
1.3.
I think it was 1.3.
1.3 billion. Let's go for it. Sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, 1.3.
Uh-huh. $1.3 billion, right? Mm-hmm. People were spending their hard-earned cash, okay, by the droves. They were out there buying 100 tickets. Give me 20 tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
People were like, wait, you got money. You got money. Why you asking?
Spend it over here.
Right. Why you trying to get the Billy when you got 100,000s? Yeah. And people like, do you know the difference between a Billy and $100,000? My nigga, six figures ain't shit.
Yeah.
On a Billy.
a Billy.
Nigga, it take over $100 million.
Yeah.
To get to a Billy.
Could you imagine someone who mismanages funds and gets $1 billion? Like, I would be.
They're going to die.
Man.
No, like, seriously, that's what happens. If you guys watch all of those, like, Road to After the Lottery Winners.
Oh,
shit.
For real, they die?
Girl, so many people would just be dead, bro.
Oh, shit. Okay, so rule of thumb, y'all, when you win that much money, get you some security.
Nah.
Well,
bruh.
But the security may go against you too. Because they're like, hey, I want to get paid too.
Listen, I'm telling y'all right now, okay? I'm already ghost out here in these streets. Nigga, you catch me with a Billy, you'll never catch me.
Never.
Okay? This is not Leonardo DiCaprio. Catch me if you can. You ain't Tom Hanks, motherfucker. And I am not Leonardo, okay? I'm gone. I'm not doing anything that's going to draw you any attention to little old me.
Yeah.
Okay? Stuff is going to be so locked up that I've told my friends and family, hey, I got y'all. It's all good. But please understand, all of y'all will have new cell phones. All of y'all will have a plane ticket to the land that will be in another country.
Oh, yeah.
Feel free to come over there at your discretion.
Mm-hmm.
But as for me and mine, we are already gone.
Yeah, whole time, fam.
Don't ask me for shit. You'll get a stipend when you get said mail, email, phone call from an unknown number.
You might want to answer it.
You know, check your voicemail. I don't know. You know, check your text. Check that little folder that's in the back that says unknown.
Oh, hell yeah.
Could be in there.
Hey, but did y'all know though? But did y'all know that the Illinois lottery official said 1.34 billion mega millions winner hasn't come forward yet. The winning numbers were sold at Des Plaines Speedway.
Yes, that is all the way in Des Plaines, Illinois. Now, if you are familiar to, well, let's go back to this, right? So these tickets were shown all across the world, right? Mm-hmm. Or not across the world, but we've seen it. You know what I mean? Like, people have been talking about it because they've been out of the country, stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
this was stuff in all 50 states.
You know
it?
What I mean? Across the United States, people were tripping. So they were already out of the country. People were still buying tickets from being out of the country.
Right.
Like, hey, just in case, mama, hold down them tickets I got, okay? So this was so big that everybody was trying to get this 1.3 Billy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The person wins it in Illinois. But not far. It's not a rural city.
No, it's not.
Des Plaines is the north side. So if you're going down, I don't know, if you're taking the Kennedy Expressway, right? So you're on the Kennedy and you're going around the good parts of Chicago and you're like, hey, what if I want to go up to Gurnee? Hey! Hey! what's happening on fucking Dempster, okay?
Yeah.
You know?
In these affluent neighborhoods.
Barely.
Oh, Des Plaines ain't affluent?
Yeah. It's just a...
I'm only saying that because you for damn sure don't hear nobody about winning tickets in Madsen or...
Well, no, they're never going to win.
You know what I'm saying? Like...
It's just... That's what I'm saying. It's not...
Hell, if anything, like can somebody in Lyons, Illinois win? In Lyons?
No. Why? Why are you winning this in the South Suburbs and not in the South? Like, oh, the South Suburbs to people like who live in Chicago is literally only like Madsen, Dalton.
Yeah, pretty much.
Chicago Heights. Right?
Yeah.
But really, the Southern suburbs of Illinois is really like, I don't know, Aurora.
Oh, the places like, I don't go.
Like far. You
like,
know?
Like Bolingbrook.
Oh, that's close.
I know it's close, but I don't like driving to it.
Nigga, Bolingbrook. I will drive to Bolingbrook. Shouts out to the Bolingbrook IKEA who gave me a free flower crown. Granted, I had to make it. But.
Oh, that's dope.
I walked through the entire store with it and got discounts. And people were just like, oh my God, she's like a queen.
Don't you love it when people do that?
Oh, my royal, loyal subjects. Okay, so it is not affluent, but it is white, okay? That's what I'm saying. It's not that it's affluent. It's just white.
like, you right.
It ain't like they don't know more shit than nobody else.
Oh,
it's just,
true.
They're just white, and yeah. They're not poor whites. They're just regular whites. It's just regular middle-class whites.
Okay.
It's a lot of factories, or not necessarily factories, but like... staffing centers.
It is. That's where all of them are.
Like, I think, or is it the Discovery headquarters are there. We've done an art show there. One of my friends used to work there. So it's like, you know, it's all over there.
Okay.
It's cool. Like, it's decent, but definitely, I was going to say, if that person didn't collect... because it's at the Des Plaines Speedway, that's off the expressway, they could be anywhere.
That's true.
And that's what's so nuts about it. It's like people drive on the expressways and stop to get gas when they're coming from VAR locations all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. So imagine, right? Imagine you taking a road trip. You buy some lottery tickets on the way back to your crib or whatever. And you like, hey, whenever I go back that way, you know, a couple months. I have some lottery tickets.
Right. Okay? Right.
Imagine you, right? You make it to whatever state that you live in now. And imagine you forget all about that goddamn lottery
ticket. Oh my God. Because that's me.
That's me. Imagine you don't even think you'll win.
Man.
So you just throw it with the rest of your receipts.
Ooh.
Imagine.
I can feel it.
Imagine, right? You got these tickets. You left it in your pants and you washed them. As soon as they said a person got that shit in Des Plaines, I was like, ain't no way. Ain't no way they know.
No, they you can't.
In my mind, I was like, ain't no way they know. Because people who bought it out there or around there don't even give a fuck about that. So this definitely could have been a trucker. And then I'm like, oh my God, what if they passed? What if they were in a car accident?
Oh my God.
What if they'll never get it? You know what happens, right? Y'all know what happens.
Don't it just go back?
It go back and it get higher.
Yeah.
So that means 1.3 plus all the money that's gone into it. Because after like a month or whatever, you can't even claim it.
True.
So.
Damn. I hope you find the ticket, whoever you are. I would lie and say, no, I don't, but I don't play the lottery, so I don't care,
but it almost makes me want to, because this is insane. This is like a decoy, buying the ticket and being like,
damn, so they got bots paying for real shit now, too?
Nah, you know. Well, if the bot is your little cousin.
Hey, little homie.
Hey, tell your little sister Amberlynn check her pants pockets.
Amber Lynn.
Ask your granddaughter, Cindy. Check and see if Cindy has it. It might be in the playpen. You don't know.
You can't forget about the Samanthas.
Oh, Samantha.
I went to school Ashton. With a Samantha. I went to work with Ashley
with a with A-S-H-L-E-Y-G-H.
Wait a minute.
Ashley.
Ash. Oh, that's Ashley.
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 Ashley. Yeah, that's check Ashley's pockets. Check her book bag. You might find some stuff you wasn't looking for, but really, you could just tell her, hey, I was just looking for my lottery ticket. I wasn't trying to invade your privacy.
Yeah. Not but today. Also, you know. I will definitely try to look in.
Listen, me as a nosy person in general, I could have never had no kid and had them be like, not tell me something. Oh my God.
Oh, it's terrible. Because,
oh my God. Tell
look,
me.
Look, you be.
Tell me or I'm going to find out.
Of course.
Tell me or I'm going
to
find out.
Like, it starts off that way. And then, like, when they go to school, that's when you go in their room and you do a real deep cleaning. Like, you go underneath the mattress.
I don't
want
to treat them like no cheating ass nigga.
I want to make sure there wasn't no damn insects.
No, I know, but imagine, right, shit. As a being a little girl, right, and my parents always checked my room, and I was clean. So you can't overclean my clean, okay? You're nosy.
Girl, that was...
You're treating me like I'm cheating, and I don't like it.
Girl, well, that was my mama, because you know she was the po-po, okay? So I would literally... I come home, my room would be completely clean. I'm talking about the floors vacuumed.
Oh Lord, with the zigzag lines in it, so they know you.
No, she liked them straight. She need a line straight, so the lines would be straight. Then the night light would be in. I'd be like, I don't even use a night light, but I feel like she wanted to illuminate the room to create like, ooh, your room is clean.
The light is not on,
but you see it's clean.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely. She used to always go through my shit. That's why I was like, yeah, I definitely have great hiding spots, guys. I know how to have some great ones.
Okay, so what's so earlier today, because this ties into this, I promise. So I was reading a list of things that people consider advice that was taken from a bunch of people from like Reddit or whatever, like some of the best advice in the world type shit, right? It's been a group consensus, and I like group consensus.
Yeah, but okay? Reddit usually got some good shit on it though.
It depends. It got some weird ass shit too, but it depends on what you look for, right?
Yeah.
So the advice that I saw that deals directly into this is anger and mistakes, right? This is on anger and mistakes.
Okay.
And so parents, look out, okay?
Oh, this is coming
right for you. Hey, insecure relationship people. Hey, coming right for you also. Hey. Hey, church communes.
Oh.
Church community. Anybody who's in leadership, this is also coming for you. Ready? Ooh. Ready? Getting angry at people for making mistakes doesn't teach them to not make mistakes. It teaches them to hide their mistakes.
That was mind-blowing. That was mind-blowing.
Nigga.
It made so much sense.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
There you have it, guys.
Yeah. So I thought about that by saying, hey, you just said, you know, it just makes me, you know, do better at hiding it. And that's exactly what getting mad at people for doing something.
It's stupid.
It's like, oh my God. Okay, if I made a mistake, like we were talking about, and as far as like sin and what like sin means, missing the mark, right? For making a mistake. If you get mad at somebody for making an honest, like literally making a mistake. Next time they make a mistake, what they gonna do? You think they not gonna make the mistake?
Right.
Nah, they just ain't gonna tell you. Your ass is stressed, nigga. Your ass is grass, okay? I'm never telling you anything.
Oh, my God.
Nah.
I remember that happened one time with my ex-husband, right? So he is having this conversation with the boys, and he's telling them, you know, these little things, they amount to big things.
Okay.
Okay, great. I'm following you on this.
Okay.
However, he says, but I need to hear your side of the story with anything. If anything ever happens. So right. Something happened at school. This one day that came in, my youngest son was like, hey, this is what happened. Guess what he did?
Beat the brakes off him.
I was like, so you told him to share it with you, and now that he did.
I don't like it. I'm going to beat the brakes off you.
What? You are the biggest hippo I've ever seen, my guy. What the fuck?
Oh, no. He's never going to tell you ever again.
Never. So, I mean, for real. So, and that leads me to say that if you really don't mean some shit, y'all stop saying the shit.
Period. I know that's right. That's a good ratchet ass parable.
Man.
Because you definitely don't. Oh. You want to hear another gem?
Oh, yes.
Okay. This is about on arguments.
Ooh, I got to hear this one.
Ready? So if you question the person, what proof would it take to change your mind? And they don't give you an answer? Stop arguing.
Wait, so you mean to tell me that if I can't find what I'm looking for, I'm supposed to stop?
Not just stop, but...
How about don't start?
If you can't answer the question, what proof would it take for me to give you to change your mind? Because clearly an argument is on two people having a disagreement or having a change of mind. Okay, what proof do you need for me to change your mind?
Yeah.
You don't have any? Cool. So it's not going to happen. I can't change your mind.
Right.
Stop. That is the question that solves so many arguments, and I'm using that.
And it's crazy because the only thing that comes into my head is like when a woman is trying to explain to a man like why she's good for him.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But I should be with you.
Nigga, listening to a woman explain how good she is for a man is exactly listening to a nigga at the beginning of the relationship telling you how bad he is for you.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Mm. Why y'all niggas be throwing all the sauce on that? Let me tell you what got me to throw the vagina at my dude, right? Let me tell you what got it.
Yes. Enlightenment.
Because it wasn't like I gave it to him in the beginning. It took at least a week.
Mine was two.
It took a week.
Yeah. You mine know, was two.
Whatever. Yeah. But I also knew him beforehand. So it wasn't like.
Yeah.
But it took a week. It took a week's time from like first like, ooh, that conversation. Like, you know what I mean? Like an actual.
From
like,
idea to conception.
Yeah. From idea to conception. I was like, let me see how I can stop fucking with these other niggas that I'm fucking with.
So I can only fuck with you.
I can only fuck with you.
Hmm.
But I don't even know if I want to only fuck with you. You definitely ain't only fucking with me. So it was giving me, like, you know what I mean? It was just like, you know, it was a figure it out trial. But what got it was, this nigga was like, nah, we don't need to do that. Nah, you don't want to do that with me. And I said, who?
What?
Don't tell me no.
Are
nigga
you challenging me? And we
what?
And we know women love a challenge.
What? Like, I was so confused. What? Don't tell me no.
How you gonna decide for me?
How you gonna tell me what I don't need to be doing? You don't even know me.
But he did. Not on that
a
level.
Fucking asshole. I was just like, nah. I get to choose. You'll get to tell me. That's what did it. So
that is hilarious.
Our logic clearly, okay, is not all the. It don't make
logic,
sense.
Right?
It's not logic. No. It's just vibes.
Oh, right. Like, do you know, like, whenever you made those little webs on the paper,
oh,
and like this,
God.
You have the central idea. And
yes.
The idea, yeah, that's how women's brains work.
Yes.
We just take everything off of the central idea, and it's just a subsidiary
what
of the main idea. A mind map?
Mind map. That's exactly how we process. It's mind map. Like, it's not connected,
mm-mm.
But a part of it is connected to something else that could be connected to it. So
Right. All we saying is that just as long as it's closely correlated, then we cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gotta be a correlation.
Oh my God. Okay, let me get through my other ones, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so keeping your cool. This works for people who are in, I don't know, work relationships. You are somewhere where you feel like people are going to be a little zesty, a little extra spicy, you know? A little extra spice on their, like, you know what I mean, on their responses and stuff. You like, hey, I don't know, are you being rude, right? So what you're supposed to do to keep your cool,
mm-hmm.
if somebody insults you during a meeting or any other thing in life, you pretend like you didn't hear them for the first time. Like, genuinely, I'm sorry, what did you say? Like, you literally pretend as if you did not hear them.
Right.
Right? And you politely ask them to repeat themselves. Okay. Hmm. They'll either repeat the insult and look outwardly rude or realize their mistake and apologize.
Yeah.
See, what we do to fuck it up, right? We'll be like, fuck you just say. Like, you already coming back.
Yeah, you
with the insult. The key is to pretend like you ain't heard it all.
I do that a lot.
Even better if you don't actually hear them, because then you just ignore.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you do, you just go, I'm sorry, what did you say? With genuine confusion. Yeah. It works if you have actual confusion. Because once the confusion look on your face connects with them, they could either completely look like an asshole to you and then it's up. Yeah. Then how you proceed is how you proceed. I'm not going to tell you what exactly to do because y'all know y'all selves. Okay. I'm not going to condone or encourage violence, but sometimes violence be happening. So, you know, at least in the beginning, start off on the right foot. This is about keeping your cool, not about keeping theirs. Okay.
Whole time.
Okay. And the next advice.
Okay.
How to reframe your day.
Mm.
Yeah, this one will help me.
Okay.
But I wish I had known how to break this down in this way, because I feel like I do this, but I don't tell people how to do it because I don't know exactly how to word it in this way.
Understand.
But it was well done. So instead of feeling like you lost the day after having a bad morning, right, you reframe each day as four quarters: morning, midday, afternoon, and evening. And if you blow one quarter, you just get back on track for the next one, because the job is to fail small and not big.
Hey.
So that helped me tremendously through life, because I would see people take that one thing and it would carry
throughout the entire day.
It's like, nigga, what happened to you this morning, my nigga? It's already evening, my guy. Like,
nothing happened in between morning and now?
No goodness has happened to you in 8 hours? What the fuck? It's been 8 hours. Like, shit.
But you know, people love misery. Like, people love feeling bad. They don't want to admit it, but people like to feel bad.
See, like, this is the thing I don't understand, right? Like, pigs wallow in shit. Right? Like pigs. But that's they fun, right? To be in mud. You know what I mean? What's not fun is for us to make them bacon.
Oh. But it's so good. It's not right, but it's good.
I'm just saying.
I feel like I need, like, to pray after
we
this.
We not pigs, y'all. We not pigs.
Yeah, we don't have to be in that
we
shit.
We ain't got to be in the shit. Mm-mm. Okay? Because a pig, eventually, that ass is going to be grass. God damn it.
Into the thick of it.
Bow.
Into the thick of it.
Bow. Nigga, the fuck?
So stop being angry all day. Shit.
Relax. Cut that shit off. The day is over.
Real talk. Man. Okay. Light a candle and turn on some music with no words.
Nigga.
The fuck?
If you light some incense or put an essential oil in the air.
Something.
Nigga, boil an apple and a lemon or something.
I ain't.
And a cinnamon stick.
Yes.
It be having a pot on the back of
your. It be smelling so good.
It smell like fall.
It do.
Speaking of fall, it's almost fall, y'all.
It is. Oh, and it's funny, okay, because you know our other homegirl that stay in Florida is funny. So she talking about some, hey girl, it's fall, but I don't believe it because the only way I know it is because the signs are up. It's still hot as fuck. It was 105 yesterday. I said, yeah, that ain't fall. That's rise.
That's rise. He is risen.
Okay.
From the pit of hell, because that shit is hot.
Diabolical.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Fall is probably, I want to say it's probably my favorite because like you can put on like the right amount of clothes. Mm-hmm. It's the layering for me. But I don't do it. But I'm going to try it this fall. I know. I like when other people do it.
I'm so mad.
Right. You was with me up until that point. Like,
because
yeah.
I'm like, yes, this is all right. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of you. Until you said that, I was like, wait, what?
I'm going to try it this fall. This fall, I'm a layer.
I don't have it.
I'm a layer this fall.
Okay. A layering coming to a city near you.
You're damn straight.
Oh my God. Speaking of cities and city girls, have y'all been watching Rap Shit? Let me tell y'all about HBO's Rap Shit real quick. It is not a motherfucking commercial because they ain't paying me shit. But they are paying me in laughs, okay? Because I have been cracking up. Thank you, Issa Rae. Thank you, Carisha and JT.
We
love it.
I got to watch a whole episode. I don't think I watched a full episode.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Now, okay, to all my elder girlies, okay? Because y'all not even fucking old. You just my elder, okay? But you're not old. If y'all don't, like, learn how to embrace these little bitches instead of, like...
resenting them?
Oh, my God.
Because it's resentment.
It sounds a little resentful. You know, it sounds a little... eh.
A little bitter.
A little eh.
Come on, guys. We got to do better. Got to do better.
Your bitch is looking sad. And why y'all looking sad like that? You don't have to be sad. You don't.
They ain't living life. That's why.
But...
And now the little bitches come around with their little bodies and big adventures, and now they mad because they ain't do it.
They mad that they didn't do it, but also somebody did do it, and y'all didn't even want to fucking pass the torch on, right? So these little bitches going through the same traumas, if not worse, because they shit is now plastered on the internet, like, for the world to see. It is fucking ridiculous. Like, I'm thankful for a Rap Shit show because it shows how someone in the 2000s, 2010s, 2020s is breaking into this internet world. If they already have followers, if they're breaking into the music from being in the internet world, and what that looks like from two different perspectives. One of the girls is like more of like she is a rapper. The other one is like an influencer type girl. So they're friends, but... you know, it's about seeing their friendship blossom from something that only one of the girls really wanted to do.
Exactly.
And so that's pretty cool to see them really like buckle down and get to the bag in that way with rap, which is really, really cute to see. I love it because, you know, girls rap too. It's not like, oh my God. It was just, as with everything in this country, boys do it first or whatever. Do it out loud or get allowed into these places first. And then girls come and then it's like, meh.
Meh.
Why'd you let the girls in? It's like, oh my God.
I loved it because of the dynamic between the two friends.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that that the other friend, that's what she was doing. I'm trying not to be a spoiler alert for those who want to watch it. But I was like, see, thank you for having two different types of lifestyles, but you still friends.
Because I appreciate real. It.
Yeah.
That's real. Now, I understand some of the girls be like, I don't know. I just have my same friends from whatever. And I'm like, so all y'all do the same shit? No. No, you don't.
Right.
You don't even know that hoe when she leaves you. Wanna know how I know you don't know? Because every time she come back to tell you a story, you be like, what the fuck? You did that?
Yeah.
That's how you don't know. And that's okay. Because that's where you need to leave that shit at.
Right.
When y'all together, y'all have shared interests. It's a friendship, my nigga. The fuck? What kind of relationships y'all be in?
Okay, yeah.
Let's wild.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Friendships, okay? Let's talk about friendships.
It was the pause for me.
Because I find it comical when women act like they want to be your friends, but they really don't.
What you mean by that, girl?
oh yeah, cause you know we gonna have to get together and, you know, do dinner or something, when really they just want some fucking information from you.
Ooh.
You don't want to be my friend, lady.
Ooh.
And the same thing when you enter into a relationship.
Ooh.
I'm going to need y'all to have a friendship.
Ooh.
Because as soon as the shit hit the fan, y'all ain't a item no more, because you don't like the motherfucker. So,
you ain't got a leg to stand on.
That's what I'm saying. So if you so pissed to the point where you like, oh, I can't even stand the sight of this person. So what was the point of you even talking to them for?
Oh, my God.
Friendships are important, y'all. Man.
We so fickle. Because y'all know y'all got that one friend who, you know for a fact, y'all get into it. And if they said the wrong thing, it would just be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Damn, you ain't my friend for real.
Exactly. You like, hold on a second. We wasn't even friends. And then you got friends who you would never even do that with. You never even cross them lines with. None of that shit could ever happen. And if y'all had any disagreements, the shit would just be a disagreement.
Yeah.
That's it.
I swear. Okay.
You never hold that against them. But if it's a relationship, like a romantic relationship, feelings hurt. Pussy hurt.
But hurt. And I ain't gonna lie, some of my best friendships have been developed as an adult.
Okay, yeah.
Because then that way I'm not looking for superficial things like, oh, do you drive an Impala like me? Or do you do something else? Like, you know, like I just want to make sure that you, that we are so much alike.
Oh, my God. Not an Impala.
An Impala.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so much to the point where it's just like, we have to be so similar in order for us to be friends. But really, that's what made us friends in the first place, because we weren't the same.
And you know what?
What the fuck?
You know what? That's actually great. Okay? That's actually great. Because at least when you're an adult, you really can't blame it on shit but yourself. And where you are in life and how everybody is cool.
Yes. So when people come to me with these ridiculous ass stories and I'm sitting there trying to deliver my face because my thoughts are on my face, I'll be like, you really want me to believe that shit? Or are you saying this out loud so you could believe it?
Oop.
Because I don't.
Oop.
I'm just saying.
Oop. Mm. Well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
come on, somebody.
I mean, hey, y'all gotta figure it out. Friendships are just a relationship, and like we were talking about before, you do end up dating your friends at some point, so at least make them good people who you would want to hang out with,
right?
You know.
okay man, a quick sidebar too. Mm-hmm. They're not your friend if you have two sets of friends and the other group of friends know any of the downfall of the other person. That's not a friend.
Yikes.
Because I've been seeing that a lot, too. I know a lot about a whole bunch of other females that I've never even met before. Hey. But I know all of your fucking story.
Hey, y'all shouldn't tell no stories around me. Please understand, I'm taking that shit with me.
Oh, I do, too. I just don't use names.
You know what I mean? I'm like, hey. But we don't
do it to our friends is what we're saying. So since you're sharing this information with me, you're telling me that it's okay for me to share it as well.
Basically, you don't get no fuck. So, that ain't your friend.
What the hell?
I mean, I'm just saying, don't tell me unless you want it to be content. Because if you do some crazy shit, I'm definitely telling on you.
Absolutely.
Is this?
She got a diaper booty.
Why is this like, this is the middle of the street, though, is what I'm confused about. Yeah, so
the light probably red.
I understand, but what the fuck? You can't do no Chinese fire drill in the middle of the goddamn...
Well, see, this is coming from a person who used to, at red lights, I used to throw my car in park and used to juke it out in the street. Do you hear me? Don't let my favorite song be on.
And the red lights twerking on the
head. See, I was doing that shit in 0, I was doing that shit in 04, my nigga.
Big fact. See, shouts out to the Circle on the west side of Chicago, because we was down there doing all types of stuff, twerking on headlights. Shouts out to the
That's
shouts out to the Pizza Hut parking lot in Lombard. for allowing us to twerk on the headlights. 8-Ball MJG. Oh, man. Shouts out to shouts out to the Enchanted Castle off of Roosevelt Road in Lombard for allowing us to twerk on the headlights outside of the Burlington and Chuck E. Cheese. Shouts It's a mad parking lot. See, we weren't wild enough to do this at stop, like at the actual stoplights. I don't know if it's racist to call it Chinese fire drill. Who else did it? Can we just call it nigga Chinese fire drill?
I mean, no.
Would that make it better if we put a racial slur in front of it for us, and then y'all just got a regular name?
I don't see why not. It's called modification, ain't it?
Nigga fire drill.
A nigga fire drill.
Okay, is when you go to a red light, you stop, you put your car in park, and then you and your friends who are in either your car or in the car behind you all gets out, runs around in a circle, and then you get back in into anybody else's car, and then you drive forward for the light to turn green. So.
Except nobody ever wanted to get out with me. Like, everybody was scared. Like, everybody was scared.
See, that's what I mean. You ain't had people who was down for you.
I know.
My friends ride, nigga. We outside, my boy. We outside, my girl. Y'all better figure it the fuck out.
Yeah.
Figure it the fuck out. We out here.
I was trying. I said, hey, this is what we doing, y'all?
Yeah.
This is what we on. Y'all just going to stay in the car?
Y'all scared? No, y'all ain't no friends of mine. I'll drop y'all back off at y'all mama crib. Bye.
I'm just saying.
The fuck?
I should have found more friends.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. That's neither here nor there. It's okay.
It is.
It's okay. okay. So, randomly enough, so here's my Real Housewives update. So I'm still not finished with the season.
But what I've seen
Real Housewives of Atlanta, because, you know, I only really watch the black girls now. Maybe I got more like prejudice as I got older, but I don't know. I was like, oh, shit, Garcelle Beauvais is on goddamn Real Housewives of.
She is?
She's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills at that.
Oh.
This is the first black woman to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. You ain't never. And I love Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like, that one is the shit, because I watch the ones with money. Yeah. I watch the ones with money. I don't like the ones who be like,
I want to relate.
I'm like, no. Y'all on Rodeo Drive. Y'all grew up in Hollywood. I fuck with y'all, right? New York was like all the people who were like the furriers, the people who carried the rugs and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, old money was Real Housewives in New York. Them penthouses, those brownstones. You can't just live Upper East Side just for fun, nigga. You got money. Somebody was married. Somebody was a countess. Yeah. You got money. Hmm. You know what I mean? So I watched that one. I watched Potomac because that shit is great. Because it was niggas and they in D.C. Like, Potomac is in Virginia, like right outside of Washington, D.C. And them bitches is crazy. They got money. But them bitches is crazy, and it's niggas. Like, I love that shit. It's great. And Atlanta is just good old down-home southern niggatry. So it's amazing. So Atlanta, I think, is done, but I'm just now, like, getting to the middle of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching, and like I told y'all about Marlo and her nephews and stuff, they done left. These women go to Jamaica, and it made me think about girls' trips, right?
Mm.
Every season, somebody has to do a group trip, like, and you have to make everybody feel like
special
if you're the one who's the host of the trip.
Ew.
And it made me think about, right, the type of bitches that you bring with you on a group trip. Because you have to understand the psychology and planning for a group trip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I have done a work trip before. We've gone on a group trip.
Yes.
We've gone with other women's and other mandem. Okay.
And we definitely retreated to our own spaces.
Nigga.
Like, hey, this shit ain't for us. Hey,
hey. I was with my nigga. And I was like, hey.
Look, and I was trying to find a nigga to bring. I'm nigga. Like, oh, shit.
Remember that?
I was like, I ain't got nobody to bring with me.
Oh, my God.
I was like, maybe I ain't got to talk to people.
Which put this in, like, now, to me, this is what this makes me think of, right? So you always, on a couples trip, it is always somebody there who is not a motherfucking couple.
Oh, my God.
and cannot find a motherfucking person to come with them. Right?
I was so sad.
So on Real Housewives of Atlanta's, right? So one of the girls, Sonya, she invites all the girls to Jamaica because she's doing this like iFit like workout course or whatever for their app. Her and her husband are both doing like this workout course, and they wanted it to be in her hometown in Jamaica, in Kingston. So she goes to Jamaica to do this. Now, mind you, where they're staying is 2 hours from Kingston. Everybody else knows who's ever been to Jamaica. People are not just going to Kingston, because Kingston is like going to the hood. Mm-hmm. Unless you know somebody there, you ain't got no business being out there, because they finna get you.
Damn.
So, like, you know what I mean? It looked like it's a developed city and everything, but it's the hood. Like,
right.
You shouldn't just be out here if you don't know nobody. But anywho, so she's from there, so she's all good, right? But she specified, because it was her and her husband who were going for this work trip, and she's inviting everybody to come, mm-hmm. to bring a person. This is a couple trip, so be a couple, nigga, because what if we doing some things that involves, like, you know, two people activity or whatever? I don't want you to feel left out.
Right.
So it's not that you have to bring a significant other.
But bring somebody.
Bring somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the girls brings her stylist friend. The other one brings her, like, her best friend, like, assistant type girl or whatever. And then Kenya Moore. Kenya's so messy. She's so messy. And I'm like, this bitch better be getting motherfucking producer credits on this show, because she be doing the most just to fuck with these girls. So immediately when the girl calls her and tells her it's a couple strip, or reiterates that it's a couple strip,
mm-hmm.
she ain't like the fact that she reiterated that it was a couple strip and she hung up on her. So that was the first thing. She was like, oh, bitch, I ain't with nobody. You know I'm going through this divorce. Blah, 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 blah. Right? So they got through that part, right? She gets there and still has nobody with her, even though she knows that now she can bring anybody. She asks a friend, who then cancels on her last minute. So her cousin or whatever, her cousin couldn't come.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, damn, so that's just me, right? This bitch gets to the resort. They riding on the golf carts, going to their rooms.
Are you serious?
Sees a nigga on the golf course.
Uh-huh.
Sees a nigga on the golf course. And immediately makes the girl turn around, pull a Yui, right? And this bitch pops up on these. Like, she pops up on a nigga and is like, hey, what's your name? I'm here for the week.
Wait, so she pulled up on a random dude?
On a random dude.
And was like, oh, okay, you gonna kick it with me.
You got millions of dollars and you like, let me bust this corner. So that tells me about the type of women that you bring on a trip. You're almost that girl. If you was not with nobody, you cannot just be just there. You'd have been like, who that? We'd have been doing a motherfucking, we'd have been like, hey, we finna wing woman this shit. Hey, right. you, come to dinner. And the nigga came to dinner. He was only there for that day or whatever. He was leaving anyway. So he came to dinner and everybody, like, imagine, right? You are some random nigga on an island.
Okay? I'm an island boy.
You on vacation. You finna go back to the crib or wherever the fuck, right? And then this lady comes up to you and it's cameras. And her, she with another dude and another lady, and they all got good glistening skin. So you like, are they wealthy? And then, are they filming me? Are y'all into some freaky shit? Like, you know,
right? It's all types of questions.
Imagine, right? And then she goes, yeah, I just, you know, exchange numbers, blah, blah, blah. There's my room, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, come to dinner with me and my friends. I hope it's not too invasive for you, but it will be cameras there also. And you like, okay. And then you show up and it's fucking No Scrubs Escape Candy Burris sitting across from you at the table.
Hey, man, I got to be wild
as like,
hell.
And you're like, what the fuck am I getting? Like, you know what I mean?
This and then you're like, what if? Okay. You said no. And then you see this same episode on the Tuzu.
And you like, this bitch was inviting me to a billionaire's brunch and I didn't even know.
And I said no.
Shouts out to everybody who would take the $500,000 instead of going to dinner with Jay-Z.
Hey.
Would you take $50,000 or go to dinner with Jay-Z for advice? What? Give me money.
Yeah, because he's just a person.
Jay-Z is a person, and all of those gems that you would need to hear are on the internet and findable at say, this point. He didn't say it all he needed to say.
It's definitely on Pinterest.
He's not going to tell you.
No.
So I know. Did he agree to this dinner? Or is this somebody else who's like a party promoter? Is this one of these club promoters?
Oh, yeah.
And you telling me Jay-Z going to be in the house and he not in the house?
You definitely only getting like 5 minutes of time.
Not at all.
Maybe not even that much.
Well, I don't know. But I do remember seeing a little, I don't know, a clip or something somewhere where someone was talking to... talking to Kimora Lee Simmons
recently
and asking her how does she feel about the Real Housewives and what's been going on with that, which made me go is Kimora trying to be a Real Housewife? I'm kind of into this. And her response was, you know, they've always tried to call me. And I was like, I'm sure Andy Cohen has been
okay
in every
on
inbox
your bumper right
on your ass, okay. Like, hey, who you with now?
Who you with?
Who's your husband now? Would you like to bring that husband?
Is she married now?
Is she still with Jimin? Is she? Let's see.
Oh, girl, nah. They broke up a long time ago.
Well.
Oh, did they get back together?
I don't know. They got kids, so. Shit. I don't know.
I like his teeth.
I mean, their baby is beautiful. Oh, no. She with a new dude. Tim.
That's his hair?
Lesnar? Who the fuck is this man? Tim Lesnar. Okay. What the fuck he did? Oh. Goldman Sachs banker. Eh.
Interesting.
Okay.
You know, I wonder how it is to have relationships in the open, like like where the world is able to view what the fuck is going on with you. Like, that would get on my nerves.
Yikes.
That'll get on my nerves.
Yikes.
See, like you pulling up shit about her relationship. See, that I can't.
Yikes.
I could not.
See, but that's even crazy because this nigga. Yikes. This nigga is going through some shit. So supposedly, right?
Tea time.
Oh, a little bit of tea time with T.T. Aaron. Supposedly, they're in a estranged relationship right now. They're in an estranged marriage. They're not together. And
is that bad? Because
This nigga is testifying, okay? Because he has been accused of photoshopping his divorce papers to marry her.
To marry Kimora?
Yes.
So this nigga wasn't never married from his other wife? Oh my God.
He was never divorced.
You know, this is a lot.
He faked it. And he's been accused of helping Malaysian financier Zhou Lo steal hundreds of millions of dollars from the 1MDB Sovereign Development Fund. Oh my God, this nigga is a fucking... Oh, he's a lawyer.
Huh?
Oh, he's a super lawyer.
Wow.
So...
So does that mean she gonna do the show?
That's what I'm saying. This would be so good, but so terrible, though, because...
She'll probably say no just because of all the shit that he's going through.
I don't know.
I mean, because she was, you know, she really wasn't too much out there like that, though.
I mean, kind of. She had a show.
Even when she was with Russell Simmons, though.
But she had a fucking reality show at one point.
Yeah, but really, it was just about her brand. Everything was about her clothes. Like, it never was about her life.
It's never been about the life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's relatively private.
I don't know. They got fucking Kathy Hilton on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Excuse my ignorance. Who is that?
Okay, so Kathy Hilton is married to the family who owns the Hilton brands. So that's the mother of Paris Hilton and Nikki Hilton and
The
Hiltons.
That's her name.
That's her actual name.
Never knew her name.
So it's amazing that she's on the show, but not really, because her little sisters, Kyle and, damn it, I forgot the other sister's name. She was the blonde chick on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. both of those sisters were actresses when they were like kids, and so now they're like super, you know, famous, rich, whatever the fuck. Because then what happens when your oldest sister marries a Hilton? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, you kind of set. So
for the rest of your life.
Yeah, so, I mean, that lady is now on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So if you can get Kathy Hilton, you could definitely get a Kamora.
I would think so.
Like, that's what that tells me. Like, because Kathy ain't going to do it for cheap. And if Garcelle is on there right now, if y'all y'all got fancy pants, for her to be the first black girl, yes. They do have an Asian chick on there right now. Her husband wrote The Lion King.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly. Now you see what I mean. Like, you know what I mean? So her husband wrote The Lion King. But she not Kamora, though. And I don't know. I feel like that would be pretty good. We wouldn't have gotten the supermodels Gigi Hadid and Bella Hadid if it wasn't for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We wouldn't have gotten them.
Would you do a reality show?
Hell yeah. I'm for it. I allow the fuckery because I know what's not real versus what is. People, however, need to understand when things are being produced. And certain things that naivety kind of makes you like really good for TV. Like when you're like, I just didn't know this was happening. Yeah, because then they can successfully break apart your life. Successfully crack it apart. Because you don't know. You're just being like, what? I just thought these people just were asking me questions for the good of me. Nah, nigga, they asking you questions so they can bring you exactly what you fear, my nigga. The fuck? Why would you tell them that?
Fall on your knees. I don't know why that was the only thing that came to mind.
Yikes!
You will bow to me. I'm going to destroy your life. You naive little bunny rabbit.
Yeah, that. That's what's going to happen.
Fucking terrible.
I don't know, but some other in other terrible news. Brittany Griner definitely got sentenced to 9 to 10 years, something like that, for these for this vape pen that she had
in
Russia. Yeah, that's
fucking ridiculous,
super
man.
Fucked up. But let me tell you what's more ridiculous than Brittany Griner still being locked up and actually being like this bargaining chip for this Russian like killer. All of these things, right?
How the fuck did that even happen?
What the heck? What the fuck? Let me tell you what could be crazier. What makes the story even more nuts? Why did Dennis Rodman?
Oh God. You said fucking Dennis Rodman, man.
Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman makes this even more crazy. Dennis Rodman decides that he himself, a former, you know, basketball player that everybody in the world loves. Clearly, he's been seen with Kim Jong-un, who is, if North Korea don't even have no lights, like you can't see at night there. They cut the shit out. They don't play, right? For him to be cool with that nigga, and he's like, oh yeah, I played golf with Putin. Like, he was a cool guy. Like,
it was like, I don't see nothing wrong with him.
I haven't seen him in a couple years, but, you know, we always keep in touch, stuff like that. I feel like I should go and talk to him on her behalf. And, you know, let's see if we can set some things straight. For
what? Oh, you just blew my mind with that one.
If Biden England. Now, we know this man has kept us from being bombed severely from Kim Jong-un, because he did not fuck with us. Please understand that he literally only really fucks with Dennis Rodman. Putin fucks with Trump and Dennis Rodman. And Trump kind of tried to throw him under the bus at the end, which is why he don't really fuck with us, which is why all of this shit is happening. Anywho.
Yeah, pretty much. So we're saying black people are loyal. Okay, keep going.
So we saying, this nigga, Dennis, if this nigga goes over there and gets Brittany Griner free, what are we supposed to give him?
Presidency. The fuck you mean?
This nigga is a diplomatic king, okay? We need to put him in the UN. We need to have this nigga. This nigga has made peace in all the East and in the motherfucking West.
And see, and look, and even though, okay, even though he is who he is.
Shit.
y'all gave him motherfucking shit in the 90s for him being himself.
For that nigga marrying a white woman and then putting on a wedding dress.
Yeah.
And y'all hated that nigga. That nigga wore fucking eyelashes, colored his hair, and wore nail polish. And y'all was like,
oh my God, spawn of Satan.
Right. But he's literally out here making peace.
If this nigga get this girl free, I am done. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. What are we supposed to give him? What are we supposed to do?
What can you do? Like, you literally
he freed, already got
right?
blowjobs from everybody. He don't even want your blowjob. You know what I mean? Like, shit. What do you get? The man who has everything.
That's hilarious. Why the only thing, again, that popped in my head was, old dude, a scary movie. He tried to suck his own dick. It's okay. I can do it myself.
See? Some of y'all better be glad y'all know how to do it yourself.
Oh, my God.
Some of y'all need to practice because y'all going to be the only ones doing it.
Oh, damn.
Sorry. Okay, well, I'm like, do I want to go with worse news? Or okay, worse news is Young Thug is going to be in jail for a long time.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Shit.
But, I mean, if you look at the silver lining of Gunna's not... And hopefully Brittany Griner won't be either, okay?
Right.
We'll work on that. In better news, okay? We can go with happier news.
Okay.
Ready? Happy news. Breonna Taylor. Y'all remember her? Y'all remember how the riots started? Y'all remember how some cops busted into her house? And they heard gunshots, and so they busted back at her. And then she ended up dying.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was nothing done.
Yeah.
For a while there, it was like, y'all don't even talk about black women. There's a black woman who still died. Like, you know what I mean? We gave all the things. We was like, everybody, okay? Everybody we was solving the murders of. Hers couldn't get it to. Until now. So, the people who were involved in her shooting have been sentenced.
What was the sentence?
Well, the fun news about that is... that the lady who made the warrant illegally, she going to jail. Hold on.
How the fuck do you just make up a random warrant?
Well,
like was she tied to something, or was she just randomly chosen? Like,
yeah,
hey,
falsifying search warrant. So 2 days ago,
wow,
former U.S. police officer has pleaded guilty to helping falsify part of a search warrant that led to the fatal shooting of the black hospital worker. So if y'all remember, she was killed in her home, Kentucky.
In her bed.
No knock search warrant, mind you. Former detective Kelly Hannah Goodlett's conviction is the first in the case. So she is a 35-year-old police officer. She pled guilty to helping falsify an affidavit for the search of her home. According to charging documents, she conspired with another officer to falsely claim a postal inspector had verified Miss Taylor was receiving packages at her address for her ex-boyfriend, Jamarcus Glover, a convicted drug dealer, thus providing a justification for the search.
Wow.
This bitch. Rachel.
I should have known she got silver eyeliner.
Oh my God. Eyeshadow.
Yeah.
If you got on silver eyeshadow and you only 35, ma'am, what?
You ain't got
in the millennial era did you? What? Let it stop.
Let it go.
The fuck? Ma'am.
Yeah.
You wore that in your ma'am.
On purpose.
In your police picture. You chose that.
On purpose.
Bitch, the last time I wore eyeshadow that was silver on purpose was my freshman year homecoming.
And then sophomore year, we was like, damn, why I do that shit on purpose?
Never did it again.
Ever.
Ever. Stupid bitches. Anywho, so, yeah, you going to jail, bitch. Also, Vanessa Bryant, speaking of people, well, nobody's going to jail, but those people who took the pictures and posted them of Kobe's body and stuff being found in the woods and things like that.
What the fuck?
They lost the lawsuit, so she's getting like $16 million.
$16 million, I saw that.
Yep, because y'all gonna cut it the fuck out. Stop playing with people.
Yeah, like, be, come on now, have some type of respect, for real.
Stop playing with people. Also, in the best news is Nipsey Hussle received his Walk of Fame star.
Yes, he did. On his birthday.
On his motherfucking birthday, which is now declared as like Hustle Day in LA. So that's pretty dope. And Lauren London looked and sounded so healed, so light. Mm-hmm. She said it's so free, so much. Like, I only say lighter because her energy was not, of course, it's not going to be as heavy as it was on his funeral day.
Right.
But in every conversation we've been watching her in, it's just her burden is getting lifted every new video she puts out.
Yeah.
That's what I like to see. It's like, oh my God, by the time he's receiving his star, and of course, he should have been here for this.
Yeah.
He should have just been here for this. But since she and his family are still the living representations of him and in, you know, their children and stuff like that, that's so dope to see.
It is.
Her be able to receive it on his behalf and shit. So we fuck with it. We got to go see the Hustle star.
Yes.
Got to go back to LA so I can stand next to it and cry.
Man.
Because I do that sometimes.
It's necessary.
Because I do it sometimes.
It's like taking your soul to the laundromat. That's what Life Jennings has said. Yeah, I said it. And quoting I motherfucking Life meant it.
Jennings.
I know. Just for
Life
that.
Life Jennings
just for that.
Gave Carly Rae a fake engagement ring to not propose to her with. Like,
wait, what?
Nigga.
A fake engagement ring, yes, to not propose to her,
yes,
with?
Girl.
Oh,
yes, girl.
Damn, that's deep.
Tragic.
It is
tragedy. Okay,
I don't need that type of drama in my
nigga,
life.
Hilarious.
I don't need that type of drama in my life.
Hilarious. Now I gotta find it because that shit is oh no. Oh no, Lord. Oh no, where is it? Where is it? Where is that, Jesus? Oh, God.
I don't want to necessarily give up on this shit right here. Let me just say it like this, look.
It's ugly.
When
did she
Life
fall out?
When Life pulled out the ring, I dropped to the ground. Did he just propose to me?
Shh. Just listen. I got love for you. And I really see something in you the rest don't see, man. This, I want to say that this is a promise ring. And I promise you that you're not going to never find another like me.
What?
You can keep this, but you can't keep me, man.
What?
You can't do this, man.
What? Oh, he's terrible.
I thought this was a proposal ring. So this is a breakup ring.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. This nigga pulls out a ring box. And not only is it not a cute ring, okay?
It ain't even real. It's just not real.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay, and that's fine, but it just looks fake. Okay, so you pull out this ring to say that I promise that you never gonna find
nobody like me.
And it's over?
You can keep this ring.
It's a breakup
but
ring.
But you can't keep me.
Hey, man. He is...
Nigga,
a genius.
Life Jennings is a fucking episode. I cannot with this nigga. This I can't take him seriously, Lord. That's fucking funny.
I needed that in my life. That is hilarious.
Oh shit.
I needed that.
That is.
I didn't even know he was
you
on
can
there.
Keep this, but you can't keep me. It was in the beginning seasons of Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Terrible Jocelyn moments. Terrible.
Oh, Jocelyn.
Like it
and
was
her strong jawline.
Ooh, strong jawline,
so strong.
Jocelyn.
I love
I'm
you.
I'm stitching with my cootie cat, Jocelyn. Yeah. That was my favorite Jocelyn. No, this one is my favorite Jocelyn.
Baby boy, live your best life. You've been waiting on me.
That bitch crazy.
Oh my God, just a little bit.
She's fucking crazy. And I don't even know. I don't have any words. Yikes. Before we leave, before we head on out.
Like SpongeBob.
Before we head on out.
Bob of Sponge. Y'all, we ain't got no sense.
None, bruh. None at the fuck all. Let's see. What? Oh, shit. I had to sing this weekend. And also, I got to be at my sister's house on Saturday night, too.
Wait, so I'm going to see how to.
Well, we going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out because they supposed to have this like cocktails and conversations type of, you know, my sister do them type of party. Well, the oldest Tanya you ever married.
Okay.
Oldest do them type of parties. She doing that type of party on Saturday night. And I was like, cool. I had agreed to it months ago, right?
Damn.
And
then, can't do that.
And then Frankie hit me and was like, I need you. And I was like, fuck.
Maybe it's some time in between, is it?
I don't know, because that's really going to be like from 8 to 11, and then the time that I'm supposed to be at Frankie's is like at 9, so I'm like, supposed to be downtown, and then at my sister's is in Maywood.
It's not downtown.
That's not downtown, that's Maywood. It's fuck. So, I'll think about it.
Okay.
I'm also still doing floorings, so this tile has been
whipping
a
your
doozy.
Ass.
It's been a fucking doozy. It's not. It's just very hard and heavy, and I don't like lifting it. But here we are.
But it pays the bills.
It pays the bills, and my back is lightweight on fire. But after this week, it won't be no more.
Yeah. You so positive.
Yay. Couple more days of hard labor.
Oh, yes.
Hard labor, and then I'm going to be done, sis.
I'm glad.
What you got going on?
Well, tomorrow's the mistress' birthday.
Mm.
So I have nothing planned.
Not doing shit.
The only thing I know that we're going to do.
Booby tassels and is, learn some tricks. One titty.
Nah. They too long. The tassels will get lost.
Cause stop.
Because then the areola kind of fold inward, like back toward the belly button type thing.
Stop.
That's why y'all need to do some tatas for Titi's fun, okay? Titi Camille is tired of having long ass titties, and I keep losing weight, and they are looking even more worse as the day.
No,
it is not okay, guys. It's not okay.
No. No. No.
Matter of fact, shoot, these bad boys are so deflated. I can roll these up into a
stop.
Like, you know how you
Philly
roll
blunt?
You know how you, yes. Or roll the toothpaste.
Stop, not the toothpaste tube.
You can roll
toothpaste
it.
Toothpaste titties.
Yeah, toothpaste titties.
Yikes. Well, I have on no bra today, and only because
I don't like you.
Sorry.
Because they're still up there. Like,
yeah,
I couldn't.
Great.
No, I couldn't do that.
I'm like, they're great, but they're just small. That's
see? Now, I would have great small ones. That's okay. I will have great small ones. Can I just want the motherfuckers to be where they're supposed to be.
Listen, if I could get rid of all of my titty, I would look great. Like, I would look great. If all the stomach was just in my titty, that would be perfect.
If all your stomach was in your titty, you would really have to be fighting motherfuckers off
that's
with a
what
stick.
I want. That's what y'all forget. This is what I'm after.
Oh, you did say
I'm
that.
After stick fighting. Okay. I'm after the stick fight.
On guard.
On guard, motherfuckers. Put your dicks up. Put your dicks up.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, that's all I'm doing this weekend is basically trying to find something to do outside of eating.
Nice.
But, you know, I don't like to be regular, so we're going to try something.
Nice.
Do some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, I ain't doing shit.
Okay. Well, shit, we going to find some shit to do for her and the boo, and then we're going to record it and put it up on the YouTubes.
Hell
you
yeah.
Feel me?
Hell yeah.
You feel me?
Yes. Oh, and I'm just going to put this out there. If you guys see me on the street, don't fucking touch me. The next person that feels like they can touch me, I'm a spaz.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She got the strap. I don't understand why y'all doing that.
Man, stop fucking touching me. My arm, my hand. I did not invite you to touch me.
Oh, I'm a touchable person. People just...
Yeah, they do, but I...
Animals.
No. Yeah. No, don't.
Beavers.
Well, damn.
Wolves and snakes.
Well, you can touch TT here and just don't touch TT Camille.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't suggest you doing that because although I, you know, I'm not going to hurt you, my partner will.
Yeah.
And I know it's kind of bad though, because I'm letting you know in advance. Like, I know I'm a touchable person. I know people come and be like, you give such good hugs. I'd be like, I know. And then that nigga be looking out the corner of his eye like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at him and I'll be like, you should let me go.
I'm right.
All right. Yeah. You should let me go now. He says it's done.
Mm-hmm.
He put a timer on it.
Okay.
So don't touch nobody and won't nobody get hurt.
That's all we saying.
Period. But while we do that, I hope you guys have a splendid day, evening, weekend, life. Fuck it up. Okay.
Stay motherfucking ratchet.
Period.
Mama, you said she wanna sit, she on the pole. She understands, she gotta give, she wanna glow. Crashing the whip, whiter than snow, fresh out the boat. She tryna fly, now we on the drive from when Dubai. She loving the life, so high in the building, look down at the sky. Yo, that pussy crazy, you know my mind ain't right. I know that she ready, she'll find out tonight. I got a feeling we finna be glow. I got a feeling you already know. Baby, let me take control. You ain't gon' be solo no more. No, you see me iced out for the party. Shots got me feeling saucy tonight. If I fuck your girl, I'm not sorry. No, I ain't cuffing anybody tonight. I'm on go, go. Cause I can fuck with anybody tonight. I'm on go, go. I'm just trying to get your body.
When I link her, she like that. She want me to fuck her, I might pass. But I still fell in love with her nice ass. I see a op, he said gun and light flash. Bow, they know I'm in love, but I'm still a demon. You better not give me in my back. And we don't kiss when we in front of the bros. I let her party and come to the shows. She been through the worst, she ain't even froze. Then your man's had it, he ain't even blow.